Blueback by Tim Winton.
Abel and his mother slid down into the deep again and saw the fish hovering, then turning, eyeing them cautiously as they came. It twitched a little and edged along in front of them to keep its distance. The big gills fanned. All its armoured scales rippled in lines of green and black, blending into the dizziest blue. The groper moved without the slightest effort. It was magnificent. The most beautiful thing Abel had ever seen. After a few moments, his mother eased forward with an abalone in one outstretched hand. The groper watched her. It turned away for a moment, afraid, and then came round in a circle. Abel couldn't hold his breath much longer, but he didn't want to miss anything, so he hung there above his mother and the fish, with his lungs nearly bursting. The groper arched back. The mosaic of its scales shone in the morning sun. His mother got close enough to touch the fish with the meat of the abalone. The fish trembled in the water and then froze for a moment as though getting ready to flee. She ran the shell meat along its fat bottom lip and let go. The fish powered forward, chomped the abalone and hurtled off into a dark, deep hole. The pair of them climbed into the boat laughing. They piled their catch into the crate and pressed towels against their glowing faces.
"I can't believe it," said Abel. "It's big enough to eat your arm off."
"He must be old to grow that big," said his mother as she pulled on the starter rope.
"He's so blue."
"And smart," she said. "He knew what he was doing. We're lucky, you know, lucky to see such a thing." They skimmed back around into the bay across the slick green water towards the jetty and the shack that was their home. Abel Jackson had lived by the sea here at Longboat Bay ever since he could remember. His whole life was the sea and the bush. Every day was special. His mother always told him this. But it all became much more precious the day he first shook hands with old Blueback.